representing the home state of Missouri, Linda. Come and join us. And by the way, thank you to the Show Me State. You want to do it yourself? All right. The big green button. Welcome to your own home state.
Well, thank you
for hosting us. Where in Missouri are you from?
Mid-Central, right? In Osage County outside of the capital, Jeff City.
All right.
So, yeah, very happy to be here, and welcome to the Show Me State.
Thank you.
I think that what surprises me most since I've been here is how many people in Missouri will say to me, hey, there's a little bit of fraud, but, you know, Missouri's good. There's not too much that goes wrong here. Well, the truth of the matter is that, as we've all learned, and we're here this weekend to show, we are in a war to save our republic.
Mm-hmm.
And whether Missourians know it or not, we're in the war too. And there's plenty of things that have happened this year that can show us, give us examples. The Dominion Report, which came out with 9 vulnerabilities, and a suggestion to enhance defensive measures. In Cole County, which is where the capital is, sorry, I gotta breathe. You guys can remind me. So Cole County, the Unison machines started double counting ballots at our April election.
Mm.
They called it an anomaly. In St. Charles County, the knowing poll pads were not counting absentee ballots or voters correctly and showing that they had already voted. They showed it, said it was a coding error, and then said that there was, the vendor promised it had been fixed, would never happen again. And yet in July, right when our primary early voting started, knowing poll pads again, same thing, absentee voters not being tracked properly, and this time they called it a programming error. And then just on July 28th, less than a month ago, in Jefferson County, we had a candidate for office attend the pre-testing of the machines. And these were Unison machines. He has an IT background. And just by looking at the machine, he could see there was an unsecured Ethernet port. He pointed it out to the clerk, who had no idea, but then raced to get it secured. Now, this was 3 days before our primary, or I'm sorry, about 5 days before the primary. He started calling all the other clerks, and they all started running around going to get these ports secured. So how long from the time that those machines were certified until we got right before the election were those machines actually unsecured and vulnerable? And the fact of the matter is that it is so easy to hack an unsecured port. Lady Draza had put up this little link to this item. It's a USB device. You can put it in a USB port, and in 7 seconds, you've hacked a machine.
Hmm.
So who's responsible for it? Who's responsible for what happens with our machines in this state? Well, we thought the Secretary of State. Nope, not the state legislature. So we went to the county councils or county commissions, depending on your county. And they don't believe that they have the power over whether or not we have machines in this state. It turns out that it is our county clerks and or election authorities. And that means in most counties, there's one person making the decision. And across the state, it's about 125 people making a decision about these machines for 4.3 million voters. And they're supposed to be trained. They're supposed to understand the vulnerabilities and the security issues. So how do they get trained? Well, this brings us to a roadblock, what we call a well-intentioned law here in Missouri. Our clerks are required to have 20 hours of training a year. If they don't do the 20 hours of training, they're docked $2,000 of their salary.
Mm.
And the training has to be approved by a professional association. And that professional association can also say, hey, you didn't do 20 hours, but we're going to exempt you. You're not going to get doctor pay. So who's the association? Well, what we found so far is the Missouri Association of Counties. They're like the parent association. Underneath them is the Clerks Association. And they have an annual conference coming up in 10 days right here in Springfield. And it's 4 days, and it's about 52 and a half hours. Now, I had one clerk tell me that she's required by law to attend this conference, which would refer to that law. But another clerk told me by going to this conference that she's then going to have satisfied the 20-hour rule. So let's look at their conference. Very different from this one. About 31 hours will be meals, breaks, free time, a golf tournament, a tour of the caves in the area, a tour to the local farm. They'll do 9 hours of committee meetings and business meetings, and then they have 12 hours of breakout sessions and speakers. So you would think that that 12 hours, at the very least, is the training part of it. So are they covering election topics? Are they talking about the Dominion machines? Are they telling these clerks, here's what you do if you have an unsecured port, or here's how you protect it if you find out the poll pads are wrong? Nope, because in that entire conference, less than 4 hours is going to be at election topics. And the people speaking and teaching those are either government officials or NGO reps. And the title of some of the sessions, Embrace the Challenge or You Make the Difference. So the clerks are not listening to us. And why is that? Well, look at how they're being influenced. They're being wine-dined and taken out and told with among their peers, hey, you guys are great. The challenge is all your patriots who are back there that are going to come and bug you when you go back to work, right? But then we pay part of the expenses for that conference. It's not very expensive, though, because they have sponsors. And this coming up one, the sponsor of the farm tour is ES&S Systems.
Whoa.
And the list of the gold and silver sponsors from last year's, 60% of the gold and silver sponsors' money came from election or voting machine companies. Mm. So less than 10% spent on elections, but the money coming from them. So they're not going to listen to us unless we become the show me state. You don't get to tell me that it's an anomaly or a programming error. You need to start showing me. So we've had victories. We've published a canvassing report that's out. And we've also transitioned over to an election watch project. Anybody can participate. You can go to Frank's speech to find this information about us. And because I can barely breathe in the 5 minutes, and I'm sorry I went slightly over, but we have a site, frankspeech.com/cause-america-Missouri. We pre-recorded this presentation so I could breathe, and then we broke it down into 7 little segments to tell more information about what I just tried to explain. So please go there, please learn more about what we're doing, and Missourians, let's start being the show me state.
Excellent presentation. That was an excellent presentation. Wow.